This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned sine die. With this, the 19-day winter session concluded today. The Lok Sabha was first adjourned sine die, and after that, the Rajya Sabha was also adjourned. In his valedictory address, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the productivity of the House was around 111%. He said a total of 15 sittings of the House took place. He also thanked the members for their cooperation in smooth conduct of the House.
Respected members, now we are towards the end of this sixth session of 18th Lok Sabha. In this session, we had 15 meetings. With all of your support, the productivity of the House was 111%. All the honorable members cooperated in running the House by sitting till late night. For this, I thank you all. The proceedings of the House are adjourned sine die.
In his valedictory address, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said the House functioned around 92 hours and recorded 121% of productivity. He said 59 private members' bills have been introduced during the session. He added that the session was marked by the high-quality debates and discussion on issues of historical and democratic significance. He said the House held a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram, in which 82 members participated. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of the second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives. A report.
During the program, Mr. Modi will release the WHO technical report on training in yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years of Transformation in Ayush. He will release a commemorative postal stamp on Ashwagandha, symbolizing the global resonance of India's traditional medicinal heritage. He will felicitate the recipients of the Prime Minister's Awards for outstanding contribution to the promotion and development of yoga for the years 2021 to 2025. The Prime Minister will also visit the Traditional Medicine Discovery Space, an exhibition showcasing the diversity, depth, and contemporary relevance of traditional medicine knowledge systems from India and across the world. Jointly organized by the World Health Organization and Ministry of Ayush, the three-day summit is being held under the theme Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Parliament has passed the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Vikasit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 60 trains are delayed by up to 5 hours. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar today interacted with the members of the multi-party parliamentary delegations who recently represented India at the UN General Assembly. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar lauded the members for putting across India's stance on the world stage. Dr. Jaishankar also listened to their experiences and appreciated their feedback. In cricket, the toss has been delayed due to rain between India and Sri Lanka in the semi-final of the Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai this morning. The Ayush Mhatre-led India dominated the group stage of the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, and hence they are the overwhelming favourites for the semi-final against Sri Lanka. In the group stage, India cruised past the UAE, Pakistan and Malaysia. All the focus will always be on Vaibhav Suryavanshi, who has set the tournament on fire with 1 century and 150. And with that, we end this news bulletin.